Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the Hulu Theater of podcasts. The gentleman in front of me, big fan of theaters, comedy legend, Mike Ward.
I am Mike Ward. You are Pentelis, and our friend looks like he lives in, the basement of our theater.
Yeah, he's the phantom of the gay opera.
He's the phantom. He's our hunchback.
One with the eye and shit, bro. Look at
this. With a leather shirt on.
Yeah, he's got this
is to hide my hunch.
The only one that has trouble paying his rent, and you're the only one that buys new clothes every week.
Yeah, it's true.
It's to cover up the pain.
I think there's a correlation.
No, there's no correlation.
I think there's a correlation.
Look at my shirt. I have a fucking paint stain on my shirt.
That looks more like a cum stain, if we're being honest.
Yeah. Blue? That's not a cum stain. Blue?
No, that's not blue. That's white.
That's blue, bro.
That's very blue.
I'm also colorblind then.
He's money blind and colorblind. Yeah. He's Justin Trudeau, this podcast. He's like, the budget is going to balance itself.
Don't worry about it, because I keep thinking I'm going to make the money. Which is a...
Keep thinking that, bro. Yeah. Stay positive.
So you do the book, The Secret, if you think it, it'll come true?
No, not like that, to that level, but like I'll figure it out. I figured it out in the past. I'll figure it out.
There's a funny scenario there where like a landlord is like mad. Like, let's say like it's like one of those like Pakistani, with the wife beater on. They're like, what's my money, man? And then he's like, bro, look at this shirt. Yeah. This is leather. You think I'm not going to get you money? You think some bum is just buying leather shirts? Yeah. I got your money. But in all seriousness,
I'm stopping. I bought too many clothes.
They always say it's not dress for the job you have. It's dress for the job you want.
Yeah.
You want to be in the village people.
Yeah.
The village people. What's the village people?
The job you want is a catcher.
Who's a catcher?
You would like to be a catcher.
Yeah, a catcher.
Oh, no, I want to serve.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. All right. He went to tennis, right?
Yeah.
15 love, baby. Can't play.
It's just underage kids. Underage. Yeah. All he wants.
15 love.
All he wants. He's like, anything older than that, bro, is disgusting.
15 love is the name of R. Kelly's new album.
Yeah. Oh, dude, new stuff coming out in... I guess he went to court.
Doesn't look good for R. Kelly.
Doesn't look good. His goddaughter said he banged me hundreds of times.
Yeah,
hundreds. When I was underage.
Jesus Christ.
That's commitment, because that's a lot. Like, you only have a small time frame. God, this guy never worked. He refused to write new songs.
Yeah. And you saw the documentary series they did, right, about him?
Mm-mm.
When he'd leave the house, he'd keep his captives, or whatever you want to call them, his lady friends at the house. But he wouldn't let them go to the bathroom. So he'd lock their doors, and then they'd have to piss and shit in a bucket. Do you know how crazy that is? You're in a fucking mansion somewhere in Georgia that's worth like $11 million. You're shitting in a bucket waiting for some fucking 80s singer to come bang.
But why would he do that? What's the benefit?
Just to control them. Like in the series, they were talking to this lady that she was saying that's how pimps are, like they just fucking break you.
God damn.
Jesus Christ. He was a pimp. He's a pimp more than a singer.
He's a child pimp.
He's a child pimp.
Jesus fuck! Imagine that's your technically he's their boss.
Yeah.
Like imagine that's your boss. Imagine like right now Mike would be like, Poseidon, no bathroom for you. Use that bucket.
Yeah.
Like once, twice. After a while, bro, you're like, Jesus Christ, bro, I can't keep shitting in buckets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I heard that, I wouldn't even know how to shit in a bucket. Because do you sit on it? Like, do you?
Well, you can't sit on it, right? You have to squat. Because if you sit on it, you're just gonna, it's gonna hurt,
or it's gonna break.
Break? Oh, you break the bucket. Yeah. Depending, and then you're full of shit.
Yeah, if it's plastic or metal, yeah, it depends.
Yeah. I think R. Kelly probably had good buckets.
Yeah,
he wouldn't have shitty plastic.
R. Kelly, we're talking about
R. Kelly, fucking
a man of solid
certified
buckets.
Gold.
Yeah,
multiple platinum albums. You're not shitting in plastic.
Say what you want about R. Kelly, but when it comes to buckets, he's not an animal.
That man. Yeah.
Fuck.
What a weirdo. That must be fucked up how, you know, guys like him or OJ in their prime, if I wonder, like, if that's you can tell that there'll never be time traveling ever. Because if there was, fucking 2014 or 2022 R. Kelly, I'd go back to 2008 and go, calm down, bro.
No, but he doesn't have access. He's in jail. He doesn't have access to the time machine.
Oh, but when he gets out of prison.
And I heard something. This is what a big brain was telling people. And Rogan said the same thing, that he was quoting him. He goes, the way it works is, if there is time travel, you can't go back to a point where time travel never existed.
Okay.
Because the way it works is kind of like roads. You can only go where there are roads.
Okay. It's so like you open a portal and you can
go back and forth, starting point. So if they invent them in 2030, anything in the future, people could be coming back, and but you can't go
that
further back because there's no roads.
The day they invent time travel, that day there's going to be 9 million murders.
Yeah.
And then the next day they're going to be like, yesterday, no murders.
Yeah.
Everyone's just going to be stabbing and fucking killing. Just to see the feeling.
I don't think they're ever going to let us have access to that. If it does come out, there's no way.
No.
Even if it did already, there's no way it could be mass.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay. I have a question.
There'll be too many crazy.
Imagine like if the time traveling existed now, Trump would be just time traveling all the time to try to change. Like, elections wouldn't work anymore.
Yeah.
Because you'd lose an election. You'd go, fuck.
I'm going to change my speech.
Oh, when I said that, that's where I lost them. Let's go back. And then you go, yeah, I love the blacks.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, now I look like I'm pandering.
Are you going back? It didn't work last time? I mean, they were very sensitive. The N-word got them.
Yeah.
So I got to go back and change it. Yeah, that's. I think people that would have the power.
Oh,
I saw something. Because of this fucking... So I get notifications sometimes from him and Alex. They send me messages on TikTok, like, watch this video. And it was none of the videos that they sent. But as I was scrolling, I found a guy who... Google Earth, is it an app or is it a website?
Website.
Yeah.
So you can go to it right now?
Yeah.
Go to it right now. I just want to see if
Jesus
it's real.
Jesus Christ.
I just want to see it real. Because the guy, he said, go to Antarctica, where it's all snow.
Oh, I've seen these videos.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And you scroll into the middle, and there's like a dot that looks like whiter than the rest. And he goes, you put the little guy there, you know, where you walk.
Yeah.
And then it just takes you, you're inside a building, like a hospital facility. But then you look at the window that it has there, it shows outside, it has trees. So it's all fucking doesn't make any sense. But I'm like, I feel like it's just a made up TikTok thing. But I didn't have time. I saw it this morning. I don't have time to take a look at it. So I'm going to let our resident scientist try to figure that one out.
Yeah. I'll launch Earth. Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was an app.
It's a website. It's a program, but it's on a website. It says, failed to fetch startup values. Please try clearing cookies from this site. All right,
so you know what? Forget it. The government's on to me. they know that I know about that private facility in Antarctica. But I like these little rabbit holes.
Yeah.
It's fun.
A lot of those conspiracies, though, they do almost more harm than good, because then you're like, what the fuck are they hiding in Antarctica?
Oh, I know what I know what they're hiding. They need a place. They need a quiet place to do research. Like, it's mostly because the people that go down there now under the UN treaty, every country signed this, every major country, you have to only go down there for scientific work, and you can't just say I'm doing science. Like, they have to vet you. They have to. So it's very. Like, it's only critical work that goes down there. Or people say it's like the new Area 51. Like, that's where they really keep secret shit because they don't want people to find out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
you'd never find it if that's where you kept the secret shit.
You see that white dot there? Go to that white dot.
Which
see
white dot?
You don't see it?
Here?
Down? No, down, down, down. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Okay. You don't see the white dot there?
It's the angle.
Oh, yeah. It's not that one, actually. But go scroll up because it was right near the middle.
Here?
No, no. You see the lower one. Scroll out. Scroll. You want to give me the mouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, let me see.
Because it's all white to me, bro.
Oh, all right, Poseidon. Let's see this. Oh, there.
Ah.
Oh, fuck.
Ah.
Yeah, the Pac-Man thing. Oh, shit, I didn't know that this was actually going to be here. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so phase one.
Bam.
And you put them in there.
That's what he said. He said you click
on
the
what
guy.
Does it say? No street data view available here. Oh, God damn.
Maybe the 3D.
Maybe the 3D, yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Because even showed the little Pac-Man thing. God damn it. I was hoping I could see it.
No street view
data. Well, maybe they took it out or it's made ups.
Hmm.
Yeah, because essentially what he did is he went on street view here. And like you're inside a like a facilitator.
Yeah, well, I've been hearing a lot of suspicious shit about Antarctica as well. Like the Rothschilds have a piece of it.
Well, they do have a piece of it. The actual place is called Rothschild. The name on the map is called Rothschild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But they have a piece of everything. That's not.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a surprise. Anyways, cool conspiracy theories. We're gonna have to have an episode just on conspiracies.
Yeah.
That Poseidon does the research. Now. I think because
I used to get into conspiracy theories, and now I've just because there's so much fucking bullshit. So I rather just not get into any of it.
I don't get into it anymore, but I observe them like this, and I have fun with them. But I don't let them affect my emotions because I used to get super emotional.
At the beginning of the pandemic, I allowed them to affect me because I'm a fucking idiot. But with time, I learned to do the same thing, to just observe them and take it with a grain of salt and enjoy it. Yeah.
I enjoy it like a theater.
Show. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Like theater.
Okay, you see this? Like I have fun with it. Like these are for the cockamamie. If it's like political, if like the government's doing something, like tomorrow they go like we're locking you down again, then I get mad because that's real life.
Yeah.
But all the fake shit, it's not even. I don't even know what's fake. Like clearly, okay, he was right about that. He showed the Pac-Man thing. I thought when he was showing the video, I thought it was gonna be like a video game reference. Like Google hid this. If you click on the Pac-Man thing, you play Pac-Man on Google Earth.
Oh.
So then when he put the little person down and you're inside a building, I was like, oh, that's fucking odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't know what to believe anymore though on the internet, so I take everything.
Yeah, believe almost none of it. That's my
strategy. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
The worst that could happen is you'll be misinformed or uninformed. Yeah. We're already uninformed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd rather be uninformed than misinformed at this point.
Yeah.
I'd rather know that I know nothing.
Yeah, because everyone else knows that you know nothing.
Exactly.
Yeah. I love this man. you because we were saying R. Kelly was a terrible boss.
Terrible boss. Have you ever thought, because you have employees now, how is he as a boss?
Oh, he's one of the best.
You better watch your fucking mouth.
One of the best, bro, but he fucking yells at me and he throws... No, it's a joke. I'm fucking with
you.
I
do yell at
him. Is he the best boss you've ever had?
No, you're the best boss I've ever
had. Okay.
Yeah.
Damn.
You better watch yourself.
No, hold on. Because you're both my boss.
He's
going to
smack you.
One boss has money.
Hey, good cop, bad cop over here, bro. Good boss, bad boss, bro.
Because I'm a poor boss, bro. Is that why?
Exactly. You poor piece of shit.
This guy, all he wants is money. After the dinero,
dude. Yeah. No other boss has ever flown me on a private jet, bro. Mike's the best boss I've ever had.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
Mike's the best boss I ever. Like, calm down, bro.
I feel the same way. I feel the exact same way.
You know what I saw today? So, speaking about fucking private jet, Guy Lafleur's house is for sale. He had a helipad.
God damn. Yeah. I don't know who that man is.
At the house?
You don't know who Guy Lafleur is? The
Poseidon.
Fucking the like the greatest hockey player to come out, like to play for the Canadians in the last 70 years.
I'm going to say this on behalf of all Quebecers. If there was a Quebec ID, I would take it from you and I would kick you out of the province.
There's a Quebec ID, the driver's license.
No, it's not a driver's license, not a Quebec ID. Yeah, that's for drivers. Mean,
like if there was a Quebec passport.
Yeah.
I would take it,
rip it
in your face.
And throw you out, kick your ass right. You could go to New Brunswick or something.
Drive you to Prince Edward Island. Yeah, Guy Lafleur, like the greatest hockey players in the history of the Canadiens, is like Maurice Richard. Do you know who Maurice Richard
is? Yes, the Rocket.
The Rocket. The Rocket Richard, and then Guy Lafleur is number two.
Yeah.
Okay. He was the flower. The
flower.
In
the
French, flower. It was the Demon Blanc, and in English, it was the flower.
Yeah. That's why I don't know who Guy Lafleur is.
But you don't know who the flower is either, do you?
No.
So why'd
that's
you say
a
that's
very
why?
Shitty nickname, too.
No, because you said that like Maurice was first, and he was second. Yeah. That's why I don't know who Maurice... Guy Lafleur is.
You're not old enough to have personally sat down and watched
either one of them.
I haven't watched any of them,
and
but
it's not like you know, some things. Oh, the guy that invented it, you remember him. You don't remember the second guy. This is like saying Muhammad Ali was the greatest in his era, and then Mike Tyson was
the greatest in his era.
Yeah, so you're like, I've never heard of Tyson.
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
No, but everyone always, when I was a kid, everyone always talked about Maurice Richard.
When you were a kid, everyone talked about Wayne Gretzky,
and Wayne Gretzky as well.
Yeah,
but Maurice Richard was one of the greats, and I've seen Maurice Richard on TV, like old, like the red carpet.
I think the reason why he knows Maurice Richard is because they had made. Remember that movie?
Yeah.
That's why I think he had seen him. It was more in the, in our realm.
Pop culture.
Pop culture for people that don't watch hockey.
Are you taking off your shirt because you're afraid that maybe your creditors are listening?
No.
we saw you on TV, man.
Trust me, I'm definitely not afraid.
How funny would
I'm
that?
I'm definitely not afraid.
No joke, that would be the funniest thing if he just, people that he owes money to, only send him pictures. They go, you're living it up, huh?
That,
you're living it up.
That I used to hate that whenever I'd loan money to someone and you'd see him buy shit and they hadn't paid you back.
Okay, whenever I've owed money to friends, I would what am I saying? I'm a piece of garbage.
Yeah. But you know what? At least he's around. He knows people that owe me money sometimes, they just literally from one to the next disappear.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
They just disappear, bro.
Yeah, I had Martin Perizzolo used to have this joke, and he actually did this in real life. He stopped loaning like $20 to people. Like, we'd have, you know how some people are like, hey man, can you pass me 40? I'll give it back to you when I get my paycheck. He'd be like, I'm not going to give you 40. I'll give you 1,000. I'll give you 1,000.
And they're
like, no. And then he's like, but you owe me 1,000. And he goes, so I don't want you fucking see you buying new shit until I get my 1,000 back. And then people are nervous. They're like, oh fuck, this is more of a fucking
trap. Yeah. So they're like, no, keep it. I don't want it.
So he's never loaned any money to anyone since he does that, which is such a good trick.
That's a good move.
But then if you get some piece of shit that's like, yeah, sweet. Yeah. And then he leaves and you're like, God damn. Yeah. He's trying to scam me out of 40 and I gave him $7,000.
I'm a dumbass. I shouldn't be allowed to have a credit card. So we were saying bosses.
Yeah.
He said that we're the best bosses he's ever had.
Who's the worst boss you've ever had?
Sorry, what did you say?
Stalin.
Oh, the worst bosses, I would say, I think were at the car rental agency.
Okay,
but worse in what way? In the fact that, like, they weren't good at their job, or they would abuse the employees?
Both.
Really?
So normally, every boss I've ever had in the past, good or bad, the bad ones, they were either bad at one thing. They were either bad at their job, or they were, dicks. You know, it was one or the other. But this, it was a combination of both. So it was fucking terrible. Like, the thing is, what's weird is because I had so many bosses at the car rental agency that, I would say three of them were bad. And like, another three were good.
Interesting.
You know? So, but that's where it was very painful to work there.
Were all the good ones the same color and all the bad ones another color?
Oh, that would be
No.
Okay.
No.
Like, were they bad because walking in you said that's the bad color?
Well, one of them was racist towards his own kind.
Oh, okay. The black guy that was racist against black guy.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember that. That was the most ridiculous thing.
Every time I had a client walk up to the counter.
That was black?
And that was black. God forbid he had fucking dreads.
It was over.
Oh my God, this guy from the back store just fucking, like.
Did you ever have a sit down with him and be like,
he was like that meme of the big black guy behind the tree.
Yeah. Spice Adams.
Did you ever sit him down and
many
be like,
times, many
I don't
times.
Know how to tell you this, dude. You're black.
Yeah.
Stop it. You never had.
Many times, and I've even told him, bro, you can't.
Did he deny it? Did he say, I'm not black?
No, he would say, I'm just checking the transaction.
Why only the black people?
But it was, or sometimes it was like, you know, like Arabs also. But mostly he did it with black people.
But it was still racism. It was
just, 100%.
He was like, look, I'm not just racist against black people.
I hate the Muslims too.
I hate the sand ones too.
Yeah.
I hate all of them.
And then Poseidon's like, I don't think none of this is correct. He's like, of course it is.
Yeah.
Look at there. Look at that nice white family. And there's a guy clearly scamming the system.
Look at that guy trying to, stealing that guy's watch.
What's funny is a lot of the criminals were white.
Of course.
Because
statistically, they're a larger part of the population. It's going to happen. Yeah. If you base your fear of crime on race, you're going to get disappointed.
And plus, if there's a manager, if I'm a black dude that's trying to steal cars, and there's one store with a black manager that doesn't trust black people, I'll be like, I'll go to the fucking other one with the white guy. Feels guilty for looking at me.
Yeah, well,
so
we
I can hotwire the car and go, what are you looking at? You fucking racist.
I don't have a credit card. That's fine. They're here. Just take the keys and go.
And I would just like to say just that the white criminals we would get, even though they were way more, they were terrible at being criminals.
Yeah, I know.
So they would always get caught. It
very
was the funniest shit. Yeah.
most people, I think, that steal cars from a car rental place are dummies.
Yeah, they're not that good.
Well, yeah, 100%.
Because you guys have fucking like tons of tracking shit.
Exactly. We were able to pinpoint exactly where the car is.
Yeah. Some of them you even tell them. Like, he would tell people that would consistently steal cars. Yeah.
I'll find you.
I'm going to find you. And then 20 minutes later, they saw that the guy was bringing to one of those lots where they steal them, and they would just go steal the car back.
Yeah. I've collected so many cars
at
2 in the morning, just looking around. I have the spare key. I look around. No one's watching. And get in the car. Beep. Yeah, beep, beep. Get in the car. Take off.
So retarded. Fuck. I like stealing cars back. That's fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I have to admit, it was fun. Because
you're a criminal that can't get arrested.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
Philosopher is my girl.
It was only one time I couldn't collect because the bastard parked it in an underground garage, the residential. So we couldn't get in, and it was super late, so no one was in and out.
Did you wait a while?
We did, yes.
Did you start ringing random apartments?
No.
That's what I would do.
Mm. Yeah.
Just go crazy.
I wanted
if
to.
If I'm a man on a mission, I'm breaking
in. I wanted to break in, but I was stopped.
By your boss?
Yes.
That was the good boss?
Yes.
The good boss was the one that stopped you from committing a crime?
Yes.
I get him. I feel for him.
Yeah. So you and your boss went to this, you guys would go together? You're like
together, No, we always have to be a team.
You're like a buddy movie. You're fucking...
I'll tell you, the shit that you can write from this place...
You're Nick Nolte and the other guy was Eddie Murphy.
Would you slide on the hood of the car?
I wanted to. I was waiting for the opportunity. I'm like, when am I going to get to slide over a hood?
The opportunity would be a car that's totaled. It's already broken. So speaking of bosses, I've had some terrible bosses. You, obviously, number one. No one's ever flown on a private jet.
I'm not your boss. So.
You kind of are.
I hire you to like, but it's like, here's the weird thing about us. We're independent contractors.
Yeah.
So you just fucked me now. The government's going to be like, why don't you fucking pay his dental? Because I'm not his boss.
But we're independent contractors, but boss in the sense of like, you're in charge.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're the boss.
You know?
But here's the thing. In terms of worst bosses, goddamn, I've had... Though I remember working in cell... Like, when we were making mobile apps before VR, I had a boss. He was a French guy here. He was a zero when it came to managing people socially. He was a zero. A girl had quit because she had a mental breakdown. He didn't know. He was like a big baby. He didn't know how to handle people. He would just break them down. He would send you violent emails and shit like
that.
That guy was a zero. But he knew how to build a business. He was able to get money, get investors, get Microsoft on board. So he knew that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Just socially, the guy was a zero. He was like a...
A lot of those numbers guys have zero social skills.
Yeah, he didn't know how to motivate people.
Yeah.
He knew how to demotivate the fuck out of people. So I've had that. I've had, when I was younger, at Jean Coutu, the Algerian boss that threatened to make a necklace out of my teeth because I resigned. I was like, I'm giving my 2 weeks notice. I'm going to go work in video games. He's like, you fucking traitor. Hey, look, I thought you were going to be my assistant manager.
He had big dreams for you, bro.
Yeah, I was like, what? Like, is this a real conversation we're having right now? He's like, I thought you were my guy. I go, yeah, but like, you thought I was going to be the Jean Coutu my whole life, like at a pharmacy? He's like, yeah, you're going to be my assistant manager. Then you'd move up. I go, no, that's not.
Move up to what? My wife?
Yeah. One of my 9 wives is you, bro. So I've had some weird-ass managers and bosses and all that. I'm trying to think if I ever EA was the best. EA was because like that was like fun times. But I'm trying to think if I ever had apart from Greeks. Like Greeks were always weird. Like when you work at a restaurant or anything like that, you know.
Are they weirder to other Greeks that if they're not family, or they're just weird with everyone?
They're weird with everyone. They're generally weirder with other Greeks because that's how we are. Like they're going to be meaner sometimes to the Greek than the non-Greek because they feel like they could get away with more. I guess that's the only logical thing I can think of. The Greeks have been the weirdest, I guess. Weird. Like, think about restaurants.
Yeah.
Like, I understand you got fired from Casa for breaking plates. That's a different story. And stealing food.
And you were eating everyone's food, right?
Shrimp and Caesar salads. Oh,
okay. But that's at least a reason.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. I did not belong in that place.
Yeah. But the way you said it was you were like you thought I was the union rep. You're like, no, I didn't steal Caesar salad and shrimp. Okay, you're good.
They would call me the Caesar squirrel.
Did they call you that for real? Caesar squirrel.
After, yeah, because they kept finding Caesar salads hidden everywhere, and they would get angry. They're like, why the fuck is there Caesar salad here? Because I kept grabbing a Caesar salad, stealing one from like where they give them out.
You'd hide it like,
and I'd eat fast, but then I have work to do, so I'd hide it. But then I'd forget where I hid it.
I got a good story.
So then I'd grab another one.
You are like a squirrel.
So this is when me and Milton were working in video game testing at the Sunlight Building. We had started. We were working with this guy. He had a twin. He was a cool dude. He was like an Indian guy. And we were doing overtime a lot on the weekends because in the beginning they would give you a lot of overtime. It was optional if you wanted to do it. So we were just collecting. So we were working. And then one day we finished after 11. It was late. And him, who was managing, he's like, to me and Milton, he's like, all right, guys, we locked up. Come into like the meeting room with us. So we go in the meeting room. It's me, Milton, the manager, the Indian guy, and the security guard, this black guy. And they pull out a bottle of booze, like homemade. And he's like, you want to drink with us? And I'm like, what is that? He goes, like, he pours. He goes, moonshine. I should have got wrong. And I was like, no, I don't know, bro. I don't know. Isn't that like a hillbilly drink? And he's like, no, it's very, very good. So, bro, maybe like a little drop like this, right? Me and Milton both. And we can't. It was too strong. Ooh. It was too much. Yeah. So we sat there drinking. And then I was like, isn't this weird that we're in the Sunlight Building and you guys, like, you do this all the time? He's like, yeah. He's like, isn't it weird that at 2 o'clock in the morning, whenever it is, you're just getting hammered here, like, with moonshine? Like, isn't that, like,
yeah, it's bad, a little strange.
Right? It's unbecoming. So I thought that was the limit of their stuff. So me and Milton bounced. We go to Park X. A few months later, that guy was managing like teams, whatever. Disappeared. And then I find out why he got fired, bro. I guess he gave up his apartment. Didn't tell anyone. And he would just live at night in the studios.
No.
And he would go downstairs on field, pick up hookers or chicks.
No.
And go up and bang him. And then one day, people walked in like 8 in the morning to start work. And they found him on the floor with some chick. Like he had just passed out, like moonshine or whatever the fuck. It's like, yeah, this is unacceptable.
He didn't even have an apartment.
That's the thing. And then they go, you got to go home. He's like, here's the thing about that.
I am home.
Yeah, here's the thing about that. Yeah, they had told me like a while later. I had left, I went to EA. I was asking like what happened back there. And they had told me his story. Yeah, how fucking ridiculous. We'd be like, you got to go home. This is unacceptable. He's like, yeah, the thing about that is.
Yeah, that's absurd.
This is my home.
I remember when I was little, I used to watch a sitcom called WKRP.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the DJs on the show, it was like a radio station from Cincinnati. And one of the guys had lost his job, so he was living in his office. And then someone had told him, you can't live here. That's illegal. But I remember the whole first 15 minutes of the show, I was like, that's amazing. He sleeps. Because you know when you're little, sleeping on a couch is way better.
Than a bed? Because you're dumb.
I was like, this fucking guy sleeps on a couch, wakes up, he's already at work. He doesn't have a bathroom, so that means he doesn't have to shower. Like everything when you're 6 or 7 that you hate.
Yeah, you're like.
I was like, that's a perfect life.
He's got it made. This man's a genius. Yeah. This show should just be called The Genius at Work.
And then I actually transformed my first bedroom. I turned it into a mini office. So I had a couch. My mom was like, we'll get you a fucking a sofa bed at least. But I'd sleep on the couch. And I pretended like I was a man going through a divorce.
That's amazing.
Did your parents laugh?
Yeah, but they just said, because when I was little, like they were like, okay, that's weird, but he likes offices.
At least he's probably going to be an accountant.
Yeah.
That's what's fucked up. When I was little, I used to like wearing a tie. I had a little briefcase. I'd go to school with my briefcase. And then, so I'm pretty sure like from 5 to 11, my mom was like, this guy's going to be a fucking accountant, fiscalist or some, you know, money thing. And then when I was 18, I was like, I'm going to go tell jokes in Montreal.
That's probably why you don't like that. Like when you were 18 or 16, you probably saw someone with a briefcase and you're like, why are you dressed like a fucking mythical being? Yeah. What are you, a child? Bro, what are your coworkers wear? Dinosaur costumes? That's fuck out of here. That's what you learn young, that was make-believe.
Yeah. My worst boss, it was weird. I remember I used to work in a gas station, and my boss, he seemed nice. He was a guy that, like, he saw that I was very trustworthy, and whenever someone wouldn't show up, I'd fill in. And then when you're like that, people just take advantage if they're garbage people. And I was dating this girl, and it was her graduation, and I told him, like, 8 months ahead of time. I was like, I can't come into work on June whatever 20th or whatever, whenever the grad party was. And he was like, okay. And then the day of, he calls me. He's like, look, you got to come in. And I was like, no, I can't. And he was like, no, for real, you have to come in. The person that was working the night shift, they're sick. And I'm like, yeah, it's my girl's graduation, I can't. And he was like, you have to. And I was like, you. And then he was like, if you want, you can come in a little late. And I was like, oh, that motherfucker. And then I was so angry. And I, thinking back, I looked like such a piece of shit because I went to my girl's grad. We went to the after grad. She was a virgin. We had sex for her first time ever was that night.
And then you went to work?
And then as soon as I came, I was like, look, I'm sorry. I just got to leave. I gotta leave. And then so she was probably like, this fucking guy's been dating me for 7 months. As soon as he fucks me, he pretends like he has to work. It's 2:30 in the morning. How the fuck is he going? And then I was like, no, I swear to God, I have to go to work. I'll be back. If you stay and party, I'll be back at 8. And then I came back at 8.
She was gone?
No, she was still there.
So she believed that you went to work. Okay.
But she was freaking out. When I came back, she was freaking out because she all night she was talking to her friends about he just wanted to bang you. He just wanted to bang you. Oh, and no. it ruined our fucking relationship. No. And my fucking boss, after that, like as soon I shouldn't have gone in. I should have just said, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, find someone else.
Minimum
you
wage,
stay.
Go fuck. Yeah, you stay. But I was like, if I don't go, who else is gonna go?
That's how I used to be too, like a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but who cares? I'm not the owner. So if I don't show up, I don't show up. Who cares? He's going to get. But after that, I was like, fuck it. If people steal, I wouldn't even tell them not to steal. Like, I'd see people stealing chips, and I'd be like, okay.
Hey, grab another one.
Yeah.
I know you have friends. Don't be stupid.
Yeah, that boss, he used to. This was a gas station that was only, like a dépanneur that was open let's say 8 to 11 at night. When he bought it, he was like, we're going to make it 24/7. But he didn't buy locks for the door, like that you could buzz people in. And he didn't buy locks for the fridges for the beer.
So there was no locks.
So people would come in. And for a while, we were getting holdups like every other day because you could wear your mask at 4 in the morning.
From outside and walk
just
in.
And walk in and with a gun. And then we'd be like, okay. And people would just grab beer, bring it to the counter. And then you'd have to go, look, sir, you're not allowed to grab my beer. I got it. I have the beer. So either I pay it or I just run out with it. Okay. All right. So then, and then he gave me shit once. He was like, are you selling beer at night? I was like, yeah. And he goes, yeah, because I saw that you're punching in the price of beer but pretending like it's groceries. And I was like, yeah, I'm not stealing from you. You should put locks on the thing. Yeah. And I won't do that anymore. But he was a fucking garbage human being.
Where was this?
In Quebec City. And he actually, like, I had told him, this is how much of a piece of, I think the worst thing he ever did, I was like 18-ish, and I was like, I want to move to Montreal to get into comedy. And I was gonna move to Montreal, go back to school, go to university, and go to start doing comedy. And then when I told him this, he was like, "You know, you should do instead. You should buy a cool car. If you have a cool car,
you're gonna get all the roles."
Yeah, no, but you'll see. You'll be happier than going to do shows. And like, he was trying to tell me how a cool car would make me happy. And then he
fill that void in your chest with a cool car.
He had a dealership. He tried to sell me one of his cars, and he was like, I was like, I can't pass. Like, I only make $18,000 a year. That's like a $30,000 car. He was like, "Look, I'll change some things so you can buy it, and then you pay it over 7 years." And I almost did it
because
it was a cool
shit.
Car. And then I was like, "Fuck it." If I would have done that, I would have been stuck at that shitty job just to pay my shitty car.
God damn.
Because it was a cool car for me, but I was 18, so it was a fucking garbage.
What a fucking loser.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like that. There's a lot of that's why people get mad sometimes at like managers and bosses just for being a boss.
Yeah.
Because they have that idea in their head. And I've also had a lot of good bosses, but I've seen a lot of that. As soon as they have power, they like manipulate.
Yeah.
Fuck the shit.
I think you
that's how you would be.
I'll ask you, and then we'll say both what we think. How would you be as a boss?
I would be a complete piece of garbage. Oh, yeah.
ding, correct answer.
Because I've seen him. Every time he gets a bit of power, he changes. His stretch, everything changes. Yeah, he's not a man that, for the good of people around him, should have any power.
Yeah. For my show on tour, since he's on paper the tour manager, if we had told him, "Look, you're the guy that you come, you do this, this, this," but no title, he would have been easier. But the first couple of weeks, since he was tour manager, you were telling people that have been working their job for the last 30 years.
Okay.
In the beginning, it's because I was nervous for stuff, for fuck-ups to happen. So I was hard on other people, but I shouldn't have. Hmm. I wasn't that hard. I was just like a bit bossy, but like that's because I was very nervous for shit to not go properly. That's why. But the power thing, I think, in all seriousness, I would, because I remember I had a boss at TELUS that when I was a smoker, she was like, "Look, go smoke however you like, take breaks however you like, just, you know, do your sales, make sure the store is clean."
What do you mean however you like? Like upside down?
No, like whenever you want.
Like this?
Like take, yeah. like take your break whenever you want, just, you know, make sure your sales are done.
Take your break however you like, anally. Yeah. However you like it,
you know, just make sure your sales are on point, the store is clean, and all the packages are shipped and everything.
Did she, because that's a type of thing, like you can't tell someone, go, "Look, work the hours you want as long as you hit your numbers," because then people are gonna fucking be super lazy.
Oh, no. Well, I would do that. And then every time I fucked around, she checked me.
Okay. Right?
She was like, "Yo, like I told you, you have freedom. Like to do it, like I don't treat you like, you know, like a fucking slave.
You know, like,
but like now you didn't.
I don't treat you like a fucking slave, but I own you." No. Yeah. So if you don't want to go back in your cage,
but she was like, "You didn't do your shit this week, you, like a bit,
yeah,
you know. So like, don't fuck
you
around.
You were masturbating in the Atwater bathrooms,
and so I think that would be more of my style. Just do your shit."
Do your job.
Yeah, and then do whatever the fuck you want after, like in between, you know.
Is that what you think he would be like?
I think you'd get bossy.
Yeah.
Like very, very, very bossy.
Yeah.
And I think you'd be like a know-it-all. You'd explain how shit is supposed to be done to someone that actually knows how to do it. I think.
Yeah. Well, because he has done that.
Yeah.
On the tour. But he'd be.
I did?
Yeah. To the guys that actually do they've been doing the shit for years. Like, that's all they do.
Yeah, I understand. But here's
like
the thing.
Some of the rooms, like in Quebec City, the room we do, the guys have been there forever. They've worked like on Celine Dion shows.
Yeah.
They've done like fucking massive shows.
The sign is like, "Look, I need a wipe. You know what a wipe is? You know what a wipe?" The guy's like, "Yeah, of course I fucking know what it is." He's like, "All right, just making sure, you fucking kids."
I don't talk like
that. The guy's like, "I'm 50. Yeah.
Listen here, young. Listen here, Sonny.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey, boy.
Listen up. Yeah.
No, just that because because in other theaters I've asked like, yo, do you know how to do, like, is this cool? And they're like, yeah, yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And I take it easy, and then they fuck up the simplest shit, and I go, what the fuck, bro? You know, and then I look like a piece of garbage to you.
That's
guys.
Why
you
I
look like
tell a piece of garbage you now. Regardless. That's why I tell you now. Whenever we go somewhere, I'm like, okay, these guys are cool. Don't fucking ruin my name.
Because that's the other thing. Yeah, we represent him.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anything we do looks bad on him.
No, but I've always been nice, though.
But the thing is, you're either super aggressive or crazy polite.
Yeah.
You'll be talking to a 7-year-old, like a 17-year-old kid that's getting us the stuff for the green room, and you'll be like, excuse me.
I have a serious question about you, sir. And you're just, and the kid's like, I'm just here to help. And you're like, and you're doing a fantastic job. Now, I would like to ask you, and you could, I mean, ask the people around you. It could be by vote. It could be a commission. I don't mind. Is there any way we can get one of those cold water things, ice cubes, I believe they're called. Can we have those for the green room at your convenience? It doesn't have to be right away. And then the kid's like, you want ice cubes? Yeah, but I'm not rushing you. I'm not rushing you. It could be now, in a minute from now, 3 minutes from now, at least within the next 5 minutes, if we can please have ice cubes. And
But every time I have
been... But then you speak to older people who know what they're doing. You're like, they're like, who's this caveman?
Yeah. But every time
you're
have...
You're very ageist.
Yeah.
Every time I have been a dick to people, well, not a dick, but just like...
yourself.
But you know, telling them what to do, and it's like this and it's that.
Whenever I don't hide who I am,
like whenever we're doing,
whenever
like
your girlfriend comes to my show, she's like, "Why do you treat all these young people better than you treat me? Yeah. But you treat all the old men like you're dating them. Are you banging that old man?"
That's amazing. Did you fuck that old guy in a wheelchair?
Because you treat him exactly like you treat me.
God damn. You spit on him.
But every time we've done like a repetition or whatever, like how the show's supposed to go, I always tell them, look, I'm sorry if I get a bit much or whatever. Like I've always told people sorry at the end of me every time I've been like a little
And now with your fucking giant fire hair.
Yeah. I love it. That's a strategy.
Yeah.
Bro, I fuck around. But I tell them sorry at the end.
Don't ask for permission. Yeah. Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you tell them you're sorry, do you give them flowers and a little kiss on the head?
Je m'excuse.
On their bald, beautiful bald head, dude.
Not that many bald dudes. Not that many bald dudes I see.
Well, balding.
No, yeah.
No, I mean, they're either bald or they're not. A lot of them just have gray hair.
Yeah.
People in Quebec generally keep their hair. You ever notice
jeans.
That? Yeah. There's bald people, but not as many as you think.
Do you think it's because more and more people are getting... I don't even know if more and more people are getting skin... not skin, but hair transplants.
Oh, maybe, but aren't those like expensive? You have to fly to Turkey.
I don't think they're that expensive.
I had a barber who did it, and he doesn't have a lot of money.
Oh, so it might not be that expensive.
Yeah, it's just the ticket. I think the ticket is the most expensive part.
You know what surgery I'm thinking of doing? The laser eye.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I had that done.
Yeah, I heard now, because I called just to check, it costs 3 G's. I'll get both eyes done, and it's like a walk-in, walk-out situation.
Yeah.
God damn, man.
Yeah, I was very happy when I had it done.
Yeah, and now you don't have any issues?
No, the only thing is since I'm older now, I need glasses for when I read, but they can't do anything for that.
Okay.
But I used to...
Because I can see very well, like I could read things even if they're this close.
Yeah.
But anything further than this without contacts is impossible.
I used to, when I got it done, that's the thing that fucked me up because I couldn't... when I first started doing comedy, I had stage fright. And then my vision, like I couldn't see that well from far away. So I was less nervous on stage, and I realized it's because I couldn't see anyone.
That's amazing.
And then when I got my eyes done, I was hosting this thing for TV, and you know how TV they light the room a little more. So I'm on stage, and they had told me, they said, the first week your vision is like it's not 20/20, it's 25/20. Like it's insane. You're gonna have a headache sometimes because you see too many fucking details.
Goddamn.
So I'm on stage with the lights, and I see. It's like a not a big theater, but it's like a 300 seater. I see everyone. So I can tell, like I'm on stage and I'm doing, let's say, you know, when you're doing well in a 300 seater, 280 people are loving it and 20 are like, wow. But I was just, I was like, I've never seen these fucking 20 people. Why are these fucking 20 people here? Like, it fucked me up. Like, the first...
How long did it last, the Great Vision?
The Great Vision was like a month.
Oh, wow. And
then, but then after that, it was just really good vision. So I freaked me out for like maybe a month and a half. And then I was like, okay, you know that some people hate you, but now you see them.
And it doesn't hurt?
No, not at all. I don't know if they still do it that way. The thing that was weird is because they'd have the laser to cut the cornea or whatever, and then they'd flip it,
yeah,
and then they do something and then close it. It's when you feel this and you're like, what, like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, that's what's I'm thinking about.
That's weird.
Yeah, I'm thinking about how weird that might be, but I mean,
that's why they put you in a thing and you can't move. And I was like, this is a bit much. And she was like, no, but like, we're cutting in your eye. So God, the natural reflex is to fucking panic, right? You'd have to be mental to be like, oh, this is good.
Yeah.
I have a friend. I think I told you that. My friend's brother had the same as the LASIK surgery done in the old days when he was on vacation in Mexico. Like in the 80s.
Like a Guido Grasso type
with
of thing.
A knife. They used, like, it wasn't a knife. It was probably a scalpel, but still.
That's no way.
You're
bro.
Fucking
well,
like
a fancy knife.
Yeah, he was on the beach in Mexico, saw a sign, and then he was like, what is that? And they were like, yeah, we can operate. They operate your eyes. What? They do an operation. You don't need glasses. Really? Okay. And then he went in, had his eyes done. Fucking,
he went blind?
No, he's perfect vision. But what a brave, stupid
that
man.
That is the bravest,
stupidest man.
Yeah, on the planet. I'm glad it worked out for him.
Yeah, very lucky.
So I should do it. Like, there's no danger.
Yeah. There's no danger in Quebec.
These Mexican doctors are fucking
they're
on
good,
point.
Yeah,
because Guido has his dentist down there.
Yeah.
And but, he says it's like amazing.
But I wouldn't, even whatever country, you don't want a guy that's...
On the beach.
On the beach. They're like, I got a good lawyer. Where'd you get him? He's on the boardwalk. He's next to, yeah, like a beach. I want to buy hats at the beach or fucking glasses.
You don't want
to like
walk
sunglasses.
In. If your doctor's wearing sandals, there's a problem. Yeah. And then if he goes sangria, like you know, you're like, oh, no, this is the place for me.
That's funny.
Triple bypass.
Do it with his eyes closed.
Yeah, that's not the place. But I think now I'm going to do it. I'm going to call them up because they have all my info. And I just held out like from last year because I was very scared. My eyes, I feel weird people going in there. But I'm getting very annoyed with contacts.
Yeah, I never wore contacts because I wasn't even able to touch my eyes. Like whenever I put a contact in, I'd be...
That's how it was in the beginning.
Yeah, so I was like, fuck. I can't live this way. But then since I was that afraid to even put my own finger in my eye, like the surgery, I was like, I'm never doing this. And the only reason I went to the place I went to is because they had commercials in those days for a place called LASIK MD.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And it was LASIK MD, only $300. And I was like, I want to find a place that's over $1,000. I had no money. But I could afford the 300.
Is LASIK MD and LASIK the same thing?
LASIK MD is the name of the company.
Okay.
So I went to I don't know what the name of the company I went to, but I was like, I'll ask around. So I asked friends that had it done. Where'd you get it done? And everyone that had problems went to a bargain place. Cuz you know, if you're paying $399 for surgery.
Yeah.
In fucking North America.
No,
it's not a good doctor.
I was thinking of LASIK. That's the place. It's like orange or some shit.
I have no idea. I've never worn glasses.
I just don't want to go blind.
I can check the like Mia was, and they had told me it usually can stop working after 10-15 years. And Mia, it's been since 2000, maybe 5. So it's close to 20 years.
Really,
and still going strong.
Yeah,
no.
Okay.
I think it's Laser. No, Laser View is a laser tag place, I think. I'll give you the name of a laser tag place. Like, it's Paintball
Who's
Montreal.
Who's going to take care of this, sir? I think in the wrong place. It says Laser.
I almost went blind in my left eye. That's the only time I've gone to the eye doctor.
Because of your testicle?
No. Did no, because I was trying to light a matches okay. when I was a kid.
Wait, can I ask why? What was
we had a power outage. So I was trying to light candles. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And we had the wooden ones, right?
Oh, that they shoot the...
Yeah, so I'm like, God, and it, this one wouldn't light, but instead
so
of just...
So you looked at it?
And no, but instead of taking another one, like a normal human being, I was like, no, this bitch is gonna light. So I did it super strong, and it lit, but the edge broke, and it flew into my left
while
eye.
While it was on fire.
While it was on fire, yeah.
And that's
it was,
the universe telling you, fuck you.
And it was gonna go in my right eye, but I did this. I moved to the... to the right, you know, to dodge it, but I was too slow.
A correct dodge would have just put your head back.
And
you're like, no, this one.
And I ended up losing like 0.25 of vision in my left eye, but that was it.
0.25? For life?
Yeah.
For life?
For life, yeah, yeah. Like, oh, or like point zero or some like.
Is that what they said? You went in and they go, look.
A big difference between 0.025 and 25%.
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
no, oh, sorry. It's 0.2, yes. Out of 20.
0.2.
Out of 20.
Okay.
So like.
So 1% of your vision.
Basically, yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, because of that. But they go, you're very lucky because as soon as
so your vision is like 19.8 on 20.
On the left eye.
On the left
eye. Yeah.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
Oh, no, no, I'm not complaining. But that's.
Because anyway, you don't know what the words mean when you read it.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. So I'm dyslexic anyways, bro.
Yeah, they're showing him the letters. He's like, it's a fucking test.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, like, it is. It's an eye exam. He's like, oh, I didn't fucking study. He's like, just read because you keep getting them wrong. He's like, because I didn't study. All
right.
Because I didn't. You just threw this a pop quiz.
No, but when I did the...
That's a roller coaster, sir. That's a W.
Yeah,
same thing. Roller coaster.
W, double me, whatever, bro. Just
I don't know how much it costs. I just know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs, yeah.
But yeah, that's. I think that's the only time I did an eye exam, and I think they were actually pretty impressed with my vision.
That it was less than 20?
No, no, that it would, like, the...
Like, goddamn, that's like, Jason Bourne.
No, like, how well I can see.
But you can't see
so
as
you
well
can't
as other
see
people.
Perfectly, and they were impressed by that. Yeah, they were like, "God damn, this guy's impressive. He's almost a regular human."
Well,
yeah,
because
I thought the fact that he misunderstands everything meant he can't see at all.
Well, well, because before that, I had perfect vision.
Do you think that's what that bump is? That you've
it's revenge.
Dude, this left eye has taken a beating.
There's maybe a lighter in there.
When I was five, a kid stabbed me with a pencil, and I still have a piece of lead stuck beneath my eye.
Why don't you take it out?
Because I tried to take it out when I was like, it wouldn't come out, so I just left
it. Why don't you go to the doctor to take it out?
Because I was
so
retarded.
So you tried to take it out, it like didn't a pimple. Work, and you were like, I got
so there's
this.
A piece of lead under your eye.
My mother tried to take it out, and I was like, no, leave me alone, you're not a doctor.
Like on your eyeball or on your lid?
Here.
On the lid, right there?
Right here, yeah.
You can't take that out.
But now I apparently, because it's been too long, so I gotta go.
So it's
get
a
it
part of you now.
Yeah, basically, and
I think
you shouldn't be
having
lead
inside of you is good because no one's ever got lead poisoning.
It's never happened.
It's not a thing. We just made that up.
I think
made
this
up,
is why I'm retarded.
I made up a thing.
Bro, listen.
Have you ever Googled lead poisoning? Because if I had lead inside of me,
that's
well,
the first
it's
thing
it's from
Google.
A pencil,
but it's still lead.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right. And anyway, so it's yeah, it's part of me. I
could
guess
could be from a bullet.
And and then the fucking fire went into this eye, and I have this fucking thing, bro. This eye is gone.
That's
a fucking
cyst.
Beating. Yeah, it's a cyst.
That's a basically a giant tumor zit thing, right under.
Yeah, yeah, basically. Yeah.
But that
I made an appointment again, November 7th.
Again, why don't you just keep the original one so you get closer?
Oh, because I did the original one, but they told me 6 hour wait. Oh, and now I called today. I called and they're like, oh, finally, it's only a 2 hour wait. I was like, why'd you tell me six?
And like, well, that day it was six, maybe.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Or maybe, wait, they said they never said that?
Yeah.
I'm going to believe them. Yeah, they're doctors. They're professionals. You're a piece of garbage. Yeah. You misunderstood. Because a six-hour wait doesn't make sense. It's an eight-hour day.
Well, because, look, they told me
two hours. That's true.
2 hours to see the technician, and then it's another 3 hours to see the doctor. That's what they said. So that's 5 hours, but, like, in between, like, with the work and shit, it's a total of 6 hours.
With the work, like, to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Oh, so they were going to get rid of it on the spot.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, yeah, that's amazing.
It's just, they're saying event. We're doing this, it's going to take the whole day.
Yeah, I get it, they're kind of rip your skin. Yeah. So they're going to rip it on the front and try to get rid of the thing from the other side, but from the top, pull it out?
I'm puking thinking about it, I don't know.
How did you get that, do we know?
Okay, I have a theory.
Dirty, a dirty pillow?
No.
Or fingernails?
No, at some point, I got an eyelash stuck in my eye.
Oh, that'll do it.
And I was trying to remove it, and I was getting very frustrated because I wanted to play a video game, and I couldn't play it until I got it out. And then I shoved my finger under my eyelid.
And you hadn't washed
under your finger. Under your eyelid?
Yeah, I did this.
What the? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like flipped it over and
you're
shit.
You're kind of like the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it hurt me, but I'm a piece of garbage.
It hurt me emotionally. And then 3 days later, physically.
But you put your finger inside.
Well, not my whole finger, but like, you know, I had probably dirty fingertips and yeah.
God damn it.
I wish his girlfriend was super jealous. She'd be like, hey! There's only one place that finger's going, sir. You son of a bitch. Yeah, I wish somebody had stopped you.
Yeah, when I lose patience, even with myself.
When you blink, does it scratch?
No.
Oh, at least.
Yeah. No, it doesn't hurt. I can't feel it.
It's not uncomfortable.
No, zero.
It looks hilarious. The fact that you're just drooping.
I know. And it doesn't even affect my vision in any way. Like, there's no, like...
There's no pus.
There's no pus.
I'm happy you're getting it checked, though, because whenever you have something like that that doesn't affect your vision, or... You'll be like, at first you're like, oh, this is disgusting. But then you're like, no, it's okay. It's just weird. And then you get another one. And you're like, okay, one or two.
That's my life
now. Yeah, and then you end up with a giant fucking bubble. Like, my mom had a friend that her fucking whole face was things like that all over her face. And it was just the weirdest looking lady you've ever seen in your life.
What the fuck? Aren't those tumors at that point? It's everywhere.
No, we come back from her house, I'd be like, why didn't she get rid of those? She was like, they don't hurt. I was like, yeah, but they're disgusting.
Yeah, that's not the only reason.
Like, I was just judging the beauty of my mom's friend, but...
Well, that's more than the beauty. That's that's a thing. There's a recent discovery?
I saw a video.
Oh, God.
And I swear to God, the kid had so many tumors.
Okay, I don't want to see that, bro. Why would you even look to bring that up?
His face looked like a vagina.
What kind of vaginas have you experienced?
Like a very old lady vagina.
With tumors on it.
So you see tumors, you're like, I wanna lick that.
I can never look at your girlfriend the same way again. Yeah. Now you ruined everything.
What? No, it was a kid.
Tumor vagina.
I think it was like an Indian kid or whatever. And he had so many...
Bro, don't bring it up. We don't want to see it.
He had so many
tumors. We don't want to see it.
And it's not even a picture of the kid. He's looking at pictures of vaginas.
No, okay.
We don't want to see it. Don't bring it up. We've already told you. We don't want it. 1,000 million. Because we want to keep our fan base. That's the difference between successful businessmen and leather shirt dudes. It's the big difference.
But he had so many tumors.
Would you show those pictures when you were trying to sell a phone at TELUS?
look what you could do on this.
Look at the quality.
It's a Retina display.
But fuck, I don't know where it's
like a vag, huh?
Basically, like the kid looks so scary.
That is a vag, I know, right? And that's your dick. Yeah? Look at it. But that, my dick looks like a tumor.
Yeah. He's like, where's that picture from? The vag? The customer before you. Yeah. Upskirts, they're called. It's the trend.
God damn. He's like, where's that picture of your dick from? It's a Facebook Live.
God damn.
This is how I got banned.
Yeah.
But the kid, it was an article or a video I saw. And then every time the mother takes out her kid, she's always upset because all the kids are afraid to play with him. And the tumors were so big on his face.
There's nothing they could do about it.
That they drooped down to his face and it looked
okay,
like
that's
a very
not healthy.
Old
pussy. There's nothing they could do with that.
I have no idea. She was just complaining.
I think if your kid has those two tumors, other kids not playing with them isn't
the least,
your biggest problem.
Nah.
But at the same time, like when I was little, I talked about him in elementary school. There was this guy in my school named Andy that had this weird fucking tumor on his head. And it was so big that it just started drooping and then it hung down. So it was kind of like almost like fucking hair. And his mom knew everyone was going to make fun of him. So she used to have this award every year. Whoever was Andy's best friend won like $100 at the end of the year. So
bad.
Every kid was super nice to
so
this
guy. So you can't
guy.
Do anything?
I don't. It's because he was. Well, he was severely mentally challenged too. Like it wasn't like he wasn't a guy that he wasn't going to have an amazing life. And
but
then
still,
this
get
happened.
Rid of that. Help the kid out a bit.
Yeah. I think they couldn't because in maybe now
in those
they could,
days didn't have
but
a tech.
With the brain, like it was probably attached to the brain. Oof.
God. Damn. I saw an article, a Canadian war veteran who had PTSD called up, I guess because the government has people that deal with you if you have PTSD, and they suggested euthanasia. They go, you want to just
really?
You want to just kill you? And then people are outraged, like, "What
God
the
damn.
Fuck, bro?"
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And I think that's outrageous too.
Yeah. Like, aren't the only reason we have people
free healthcare, bro, is Dollarama style healthcare.
But like, for someone that suffers from PTSD, the only reason we have people helping them is to prevent them from killing themselves.
Yeah.
Because that guy has fucking euthanasia too. It's called a fucking gun.
Yeah. That's what they suggested.
What a bunch of fucking assholes.
Yeah, I was better to my dog who had PTSD than the government was to a guy that risked his life and went mental because of the government.
Yeah.
How fucking crazy is that? That goes back to my original saying, Mike. You can't trust the government. But you know who you can trust? Mike Ward. MikeWard.ca is a website where you can find out where Mike will be playing. And let me tell you something. If you speak French, he's probably in your city if he hasn't been already. We've got a couple of dates left, two of them, for Gatineau, Mike Ward Noir. And then right after that, Mike Ward takes his show on the road to New Brunswick.
New Brunswick.
You ever heard
Nouveau
of New Brunswick?
Brunswick?
I've heard of Old Brunswick. But
have
not.
You ever been to New Brunswick?
Never
or not
in my
yet?
Life.
Okay. Have you ever heard people speak with the Acadian accent?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Jason?
Jason... what's the other guy?
JC Surrett.
Yeah, there you go.
JC Surrett.
Yeah, who I thought had Tourette's. I was like, how do you speak like that? He's like, this is
Acadian. Yeah.
MikeWard.ca is the website. You're going to get tickets for those shows. I'm sorry because it would have just been 10 minutes of.
Who would have named people?
Patreon.com/Suzakut is the place to get Mike Ward Suzakut, the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet. And at the end of this month, probably close to when this comes out, it will be the time when the first videos, official videos, start coming out of the Mike Ward record-breaking Suzakut episodes at the Montreal Bell Centre start coming out.
Yeah.
So that's exciting.
They're coming out next Monday.
Oh, boy.
On the Patreon.
Next week on the Patreon, patreon.com/Suzakut. Patreon.com/Pantelis for all of my stuff. I will be in September here in Montreal at the Bordel, September 28th, doing my hour in French again, the one that I did at Just for Laughs, doing it again for people who missed it. And then I'll be in Gatineau. October the 22nd. That is a Saturday night. So if you speak French, fucking links are on my website. ThePoseidon69 is this man's handle on Twitter and on Instagram. He's also on Twitch and on the Linktree. Linktree/IamPoseidon. That's how you find all his links. Would like to thank you guys. Share, subscribe, tell your friends about this. But most importantly, go fuck yourselves.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.